We had a couple of routs in the MLB League Championship Series games last night, and plenty of choice viewing across the NBA and NHL. But the highlight of the night was a field storming in college football as App State upset 14th-ranked Coastal Carolina with a field goal as time expired at The Rock in Boone, North Carolina. I bet that killed the buzz at a Chanticleer's watch party at an Upper East Side bar in New York City as the Mullets invaded Manhattan. Good morning. It's Thursday, October 21st. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Candy Digital has completed a $100 million Series A financing round, which values the Fanatics-owned NFT platform, formed early this year, at $1.5 billion. The funding round was co-led by Insight Partners and SoftBank Vision Fund 2. Additional participants in the round include Athlete Syndicate in partnership with Chaos Ventures, which includes participation from current and retired professional athletes, as well as Pro Football Hall of Famer Peyton Manning. Candy plans to use the new funds to integrate new sports relationships and accelerate the growth of its global team and capabilities across its creative content studio, user experience team, and marketplace platform where fans can buy, trade, sell, and store their NFTs. The company's current partners include MLB, the MLBPA, the Race Team Alliance, and several college athletes. The funding round follows Wednesday's news that Candy is launching its beta platform where fans can purchase officially licensed MLB NFTs. The NFL has seen an 11% viewership increase over last season through week six, with games averaging 16.6 million viewers when combining TV and digital. Overall, NFL games account for the top 33 shows on TV since the beginning of the season. Three teams, the Cowboys, the Patriots, and the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers, are driving viewership so far this season. The Cowboys and Bucks have both been in three of the top five most-watched games of the season, while the Patriots have been in two. Sunday's Cowboys-Patriots game, which went to overtime, drew 23.2 million viewers on CBS and ranks as the fourth most-watched game of the season across all networks. Cowboys-Pats, when combined with the Kentucky-Georgia game on Saturday, delivered CBS the most-watched program on all of TV for both weekend days. CBS also drew just under 7 million viewers for the Jags' late win over the Dolphins on Sunday morning, marking the most-watched NFL London game on any network in 5 years. U.S. Soccer President Cindy Parlow-Cohn told the audience at Wednesday's SBJ's Game Changers event in New York City that the U.S. is strongly considering bidding for either the 2027 or 31 FIFA Women's World Cup. The last time the U.S. hosted the Women's World Cup was in 2003. Parlow-Cohn said that the next 10 years' worth of events, which includes the North American-hosted 2026 Men's World Cup, along with the 2028 Summer Games in L.A., is a runway here that is unprecedented. That time period also includes U.S. soccer's retention of its commercial and media rights, a decision announced back in May that ended a 20-year commercial relationship with Soccer United Marketing. It will formally go into effect in 2023. And while we're talking World Cups, the U.S. publicly launched its joint bid to host the Men's Rugby World Cup in 2027 or 31 and the Women's Rugby World Cup in 2029. It marks the first time a nation has been on both Rugby World Cups together, and if the bid is successful, it will mark the first time the men's tournament is held in North or South America. The group anticipates 4.1 million fans would attend the events in the U.S. The focus right now is on stadiums with a capacity of 50,000 or more. USA Rugby World Cup chair Jim Brown said that they expect 10 to 12 stadiums to be used for the men and 6 to 8 for the women. Riot Games is set to open two new remote broadcast centers in the coming years in Seattle, Washington, and Dublin, Ireland. A third in the Asia-Pacific region will be built in the next year plus, though that location isn't public yet. This all falls under Project Striker, which is Riot Games' ambitious plan to create an all-encompassing broadcast operation that spans the globe and supports its growing esports content output. Riot estimates the facilities will cost around $15 million each to build, with annual operational costs of $10 million. Dublin-based Henry J. Lyons served as the architect for both facilities. Tech lead Scott Adametz, who was previously with the NFL and designed the Pac-12's broadcast center about 10 years ago, said that at launch, the Riot RBCs will be capable of 6 simultaneous productions per facility at any one time, a number they also plan to scale. And because of the time zone dispersal of the 3 RBCs, one of them will always be on as Riot events take place around the world. We'll close on a people note as longtime ad sales executive Seth Winter will retire from Fox Sports in February after a 40-year career where he was one of the most liked execs in the business. Winter was talked out of retirement at least once before in January of 2019 when his former colleague and current boss, Marianne Gambelli, convinced him to join Fox Sports as executive VP of sports sales after a 2-decade run heading up NBC Sports' ad sales business. Winter's first job in the business came in 1978 when he was an account exec for the DC over-the-air station WDCA. Fox promoted Mark Evans to take over Winter's role as executive VP of ad sales. Evans has worked in Fox Sports' ad sales department since 1994 when he was a sales assistant. He will report to Gambelli and work closely with Fox Sports CEO and executive producer Eric Shanks. Quick programming note to check out the latest episode of the Marchand and Aran Sports Media Podcast brought to you by the New York Post and Sports Business Journal. Subscribe today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Thursday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.